welcome to the 12 Hours Main News Bulletin, the headlines. Benoît Mpundu urges Catholic bishops to defend church dignity following DEC action. The Saka province records 92% utilization of CDF funds, and dozens missing after boat carrying 200 migrants sink off Gambia. To present the news in detail, my name is Masuzi Mvula. Movement for Good Governance President Benoît Mpundu has called for pastoral intervention from the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops to safeguard the dignity of the church and its members following the summoning of Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission. In an open letter dated 1st January 2026, Mr. Mpundu has called for a united pastoral stance, stating that the harassment or selective targeting of a single bishop on account of moral teaching or pastoral weakness constitutes an attack on the church's mission as a whole. He said receiving a gift does not constitute a crime, adding that the church's life and mission depends on offerings and donations made in good faith by the faithful and well-wishers. Mr. Mpundu has further said singling out one archbishop raises questions about motive, noting that where there are procedural irregularities in the disposal of public property, accountability should lie with the officials responsible, not with church leaders who received donations in good faith. He has since called for a public statement affirming the right and duty of the church and its leaders to receive legitimate gifts in faith and speak openly on governance, justice and human dignity without fear of reprisal. And Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has announced that he will escort Archbishop Alec Banda to DEC on Monday. Over 341 million kwacha has been spent on the Constituency Development Fund projects in Lusaka province out of more than 368 million kwacha released as of 29th December 2025, representing a 92% utilization rate. Lusaka province principal public relations officer Logic Lukwanda says the funding kept all six local authorities, Luangwa, Rufunsa, Chongwe, Lusaka, Chilanga and Kafue, actively engaged in development projects throughout 2025. Mr. Lukwanda said the projects which were identified by local communities mainly focused on health, education, infrastructure and security facilities such as police posts and stations. He has noted that highlights include the construction of mortuary of Rufunsa Rural Healthcare, as residents previously relied on Chongwe District Hospital and Mpanshia Mission Hospital. Mr. Lukwanda said other projects include a market and ablution block at Fiera Market in Luangwa District, which previously had none, and the construction of Luvansa Primary School in Chongwe, an area that had no school before.
Others include George Compound Skills Training Center in Matera Constituency in Lusaka, and a two-story classroom block in Chawama Constituency and another in Kaunda Square of Munali Constituencies as flagship projects. Additionally, the release of 3.2 million kwacha for fuel to all constituencies for the yellow machines, in this case the graders, tipper trucks, front-end loaders and compactors, has helped local authorities rehabilitate roads, which has made it easier for the general public to access markets, health, education facilities and general movements.
The National Independence Party has called on young people to take up national leadership roles, saying the country can only develop if youth actively engage in national affairs. UNIP National Chairperson retired Captain Robert Mukengani has told Hot FM News that the party is ready to welcome young people who wish to contest on the UNIP ticket in order to help drive economic growth. Captain Mukengani has noted that Zambia's manufacturing sector has declined, with the country now importing many products that were previously assembled locally during the UNIP era. He has called for concerted effort from all stakeholders in the fight against corruption in advancing the national development agenda.
Coming back to elections, young men and women, UNIP is fielding. It has opened up the party to the fine brains, you the youngsters. All those youngsters who want to stand in UNIP for parliamentary councilship mayor, this council chairman, free. Come in. It is the only party that is inclusively advocating for true leadership. When we were getting independent, we say you'll be doctors, you'll be journalists, you'll be pilots, you'll be nurses, you'll be teachers, you'll be literally everything, and that is what you are today.
Jesus Christ Living Ministries Reverend David Zulu has raised concern over growing cases of gender bias where some families continue to prioritize the boy child over the girl child. Speaking in an interview, Reverend Zulu said many households support boys while neglecting girls, with some parents even withdrawing girls from school because they believe they will eventually be married off. He has noted that most children seen selling small merchandise in the city are girls, a situation he said exposes them to exploitation and abuse due to deep-rooted gender bias. Reverend Zulu has called for stronger community engagement to promote the equal treatment of children, stressing that both boys and girls deserve protection, education and equal opportunities.
The other part we have seen, of course, which is still going on, and this has not been arrested, is gender bias, especially on the girl child. Most of the children that we see looming in the street selling, you know, small merchandise, it's a girl child. So this is really a problem, and that's why most of these girls, they have been exposed to abuse through gender bias. The boy child will just go away, do whatever he wants, but the girl child is sidelined or somehow made to go and sell things.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Governance expert Isaac Mwanza has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to prioritize addressing the challenges currently facing Zambians. In an interview, Mr. Mwanza says that citizens are grappling with numerous difficulties, including load shedding and the high cost of living, adding that it is crucial for the government to pay attention to those issues. He notes that President Hichilema should continue working hard to ease the lives of the Zambian people. Mr. Mwanza further observed that the country is yet to fully benefit from its economic growth.
But the truth of the matter is that he must continue to work very hard as a president. He must continue to work hard to ensure that he can deliver, he can minimize the load shedding. Already it's improving, but he can continue to minimize and let these have a meaning to an ordinary Zambian on the ground.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 7 people have died and many others are missing after a boat carrying about 200 migrants attempting to reach Europe capsized off the coast of the Gambia, authorities say. The country's defense ministry said in a statement that the boat overturned on Wednesday midnight near Jinjak village in the North Bank region and it was later found grounded on a sandbank. 96 people have been rescued so far and the search is continuing for other passengers who were aboard the shipwreck vessel that was heading towards Spain's Canary Islands. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Swiss investigators say it could take days to identify victims from the bar fire at a ski resort due to the severity of the burns. Around 40 people died in the blaze on New Year's Day. The president of Venezuela has said that he's open to cooperating with the US on a number of topics following weeks of military pressure from Washington. In an interview on state TV, Nicolas Maduro said he would be happy to hold talks with the Trump administration whenever and wherever it wanted. The new Democrat mayor of New York City, Zoran Mamdani, has announced 3 executive orders aimed at protecting renters and building housing on his first day in office. He's also promised to govern expansively and audaciously. President Trump has warned Iran against killing peaceful protesters, saying the United States will come to their rescue. In a social media post, he said the U.S. was locked and loaded and ready to go. The governor of Hadramaut province in the south of Yemen has said an operation will be launched to take back military positions after a separatist movement took over much of the region. So Salem al-Kambasi, who's backed by Saudi Arabia, said that the initiative would be peaceful and was not a declaration of war.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.